Well, as expected, the Bank of England has held interest rates at 0.5%. It's now 3.5 years since rates were at the historic low. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, we expected this, but there were rumours of possible cuts or maybe some quantitative easing.
Yeah, there has been some talks that we were going to get some sort of movement, maybe a cut in rates to 0.25%, maybe some more stimulus pumped into the economy. But we didn't expect anything this time necessarily. And of course, they haven't disappointed with that. They've given us exactly what we thought, which is no change in both of those things. But there's been rumblings that we were going to get something. And that's not just the case here in the UK. We're looking at the same sort of situation in the Eurozone and in the US as well, where there's talks of more stimulus. And you say it's been 3.5 years since we last had a change in the rates, and the issue is, if you look at the global economy, we're not really any further on. We're still in dire straits as far as the economy is concerned.
And we've seen a prediction from the OECD today expecting the UK economy to contract by 0.7% this year. That after an earlier forecast in May of a growth of 0.5%. So quite a swing.
Yeah, and we've had this a couple of times. We thought this in the second quarter of the year, where the Chancellor thought we were going to have a strong quarter in terms of growth, and we actually got negative growth. And again, it's looking like these are getting worse and worse. And of course, we were looking towards the Olympic effect and the Jubilee effect of pushing these the growth figures up, and that hasn't necessarily seemed to have happened either. So I think the issue bigger than that, of course, we know the economy is in a tough situation at the moment, but it's how wrong a lot of the officials have been getting their predictions recently, and that's one of the biggest things. If the government think that we should be doing better and we're not, then it doesn't exactly leave us like we're being led in the right direction. And I think that's how the markets are going to start to see it as well.
So what are we paying all these economists for then, James?
Well, at the moment we're paying them to get these numbers drastically wrong. I mean, if you look at the inflation side, that's the only side where we've seen something move a little bit more positive. The governor of the Bank of England told us that inflation would move towards 2%, and it has moved towards 2%. Okay, a little bit more delayed than what it had been before, but I think that's a move in the right direction. But the overall barometer of how economies are performing is the unemployment situation. And around the world, unemployment is not getting any better. And in the US, Ben Bernanke said last week that it was a grave problem in the US, and they are big words.
We have seen some encouraging news from Honda, though. It says investment at its UK plant in Swindon has reached £267 million amid plans to ramp up production. But on the other side of things, Morrison's sales and profits have dipped as well. So there are some pluses, but mainly minuses.
Yeah, I mean, the retail sales size has been not performing very well. We saw that again at the start of this week. And when you see supermarkets not performing that well, that is always a bad sign that the high street is in a little bit of trouble. But in terms of Honda investing in the country, that's a big thing. And that's, of course, jobs. Again, these plants and car manufacturing industry, it's always about jobs. If we can get these in this country, then it's a great thing.
James Hughes from Alpari, thank you.